Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. One of the best ways that we can come to know the Holy Spirit is to come to know the church. We're talking about that today on Made for Glory. The Acts of the Apostles is part two to St. Luke's Gospel, and it tells the story of the early church. And one of the things that you'll notice that though it's called the Acts of the Apostles, it should probably be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the main character, the main driving force throughout the entire book of Acts. Everything that's happening is done by the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Pentecost happens, especially in Acts chapter 2, and the other times the Holy Spirit is poured out on different disciples, the Holy Spirit is impelling different disciples and apostles to go to different areas, inspiring them to preach. Making their work fruitful, lives are being changed, hearts are being opened, miracles are happening because of the work of the Holy Spirit that was promised by Jesus in the Gospels, and we see its fulfillment in Acts. So if you want to know the Holy Spirit, the best way to do that is to come to know the church, because the Church of the Acts of the Apostles is the Catholic Church that we are a part of today. So what the Catechism says about this is coming to know the Holy Spirit through the church, because the church is a communion living in the faith of the apostles, which she, the church, transmits. It's a place where we know the Holy Spirit in the scriptures he inspired. That's one of the best places that the church has given us the scriptures. The Bible didn't just fall out of heaven. That was given to us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the church. In the tradition, capital T tradition, which the church fathers are always witnesses of, in the magisterium, the teaching authority of the church, the clarity that the church has of teaching and faith and morals, in the liturgy, the sacraments. Liturgy is that public worship where we come together through the words and symbols and actions where we experience the living God, we encounter Jesus, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit. In prayer, where he intercedes for us, in the charisms, the gifts, and the ministries by which the church is built up, in the signs of apostolic and missionary life, and in the witness of the saints, the life of holiness. So the life that each one of us are called to. So as a member of the church, you are called to be a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, so that when people see your life changed by the gospel, changed by grace at work, changed by the sacraments, that you're becoming more virtuous and holy and generous and charitable, that people will come to know God in and through our witness because we are members of the church that God himself has founded. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.